Good morning, City Church. This is Val Catro. A couple of weeks ago, we published episode 1000 of Good Morning, City Church, and last Saturday, March 23rd, marked this podcast's fourth birthday. To honor both of those milestones, we're taking time this week, Holy Week, to be a community that remembers. We're revisiting some of our earliest episodes, specifically the reflections we shared during Holy Week of 2020. These episodes from 2020, as we've done each Holy Week since, rely on Luke's gospel to help us remember Jesus' last days on earth and his journey to his death on the cross, all in preparation for his resurrection on Easter. It's Maundy Thursday, and today you'll hear my 2020 reflection on just one event in this action-packed day in Holy Week. Thanks for listening and remembering with us. Here's the episode. Good morning, City Church. This is Val, bringing you a moment of sanity to start your day, a moment of truth with God's Word, a moment of grace. We are currently in Holy Week, a time when we meditate on the final days of Jesus' life before his death and resurrection. Our reading for today is Luke 22, verses 7 through 71, and covers the events of Maundy Thursday. The name Maundy Thursday comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means commandment. It refers to the new commandment Jesus gives to the disciples in John chapter 13, verse 34. He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another." But when you go through today's reading, you'll find out that's nowhere near all that happened that Thursday. It's the day when Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper, introduces the new covenant, and announces that one of his disciples will betray him. It's the day when Jesus foretells Peter's denial of him, when Jesus is betrayed by Judas, when Jesus heals the high priest's servant who gets his ear cut off by that hothead Peter, and finally, it's the day when Jesus is arrested. It's also the day when Jesus utters an extraordinary prayer on the Mount of Olives. That's the moment from Maundy Thursday I want to talk to you about. Just a few verses from today's reading, but verses I think are especially relevant to us right now. Let's read Luke 22, verse 39, and then 41 through 44. "And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." So here's Jesus on the Mount of Olives. He's in a moment of solitude between the events of the Last Supper and the coming chaos of his arrest, trial, and death. Jesus knows what's coming. He has always known what's coming. And yet he still asks his Father to make it stop. When you first encounter that prayer, it can feel disconcerting. Didn't Jesus come to die? What do you mean, remove this cup from me, Jesus? Wasn't this the whole point? I can't explain why Jesus offers this prayer up to God. That's beyond my theological grasp currently. But I do want to point out three things his prayer does for us. First, it reminds us of how horrific Jesus' death on the cross was. So horrific that an angel is sent to strengthen the God-made flesh before it happens, and he's still in agony, sweating buckets. We're so used to seeing the image of Jesus on the cross that we often forget what it depicts. The cup of God's wrath poured out on Jesus in a public, humiliating, and gruesome death for us. It's scandalous. That matters. Second, this prayer lets us witness how fully human Jesus was. When faced with unimaginable suffering, Jesus responds as any human, as any of us would. He's terrified, and he wants it all to go away. Or to put it more eloquently, here's what Charles Spurgeon had to say about this moment in his sermon, Agony in Gethsemane. "Do not think of him as God merely, though he is assuredly divine, but feel him to be near of kin to you. Bone of your bone, flesh of your flesh, how thoroughly can he sympathize with you?" Friends, as the song goes, He knows the names of our sorrows. He knows the names of our fears. He understands. Take comfort in that. Third, Jesus' prayer shows us how we should approach God, with our hearts laid bare and, this is the hard part, with the understanding that sometimes the answer is no. If there had been another way, God could have done what Jesus asked, but there wasn't. And Jesus went into that time of prayer, that time with his Father, trusting that he could be honest and scared, but also knowing that God's will is good, not without pain, not without hardship, not without suffering, but good all the same. Jesus' words on the Mount of Olives are always helpful to us, but they feel particularly helpful right now. While we are not facing the cup of God's wrath, we are surely facing something. Unlike Jesus, we don't know what's coming, but like Jesus, we can petition our Father for help, for deliverance, while also praying that his will be done. What will his will look like? That we can't be sure of, but we can be sure that his will be righteous and good. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Good Morning City Church. Stay well and do good. Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.